Hello, Rose.
Hello, Sam.
Come down.
I have to go to Mr. Gordon's funeral this morning. Yes, I'm coming. I'll be down as soon as the dishes are done.
Sam, come in. Papa's half through breakfast already.
I don't want any breakfast.
Oh, you've got your head so full of that rosemary upstairs that you don't want to sleep or eat or anything anymore.
Shiny!
All right, Papa. Come in, Sam, or Papa will be making long speeches again.
All right, I'm coming.
Good morning, Mr. Buchanan.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Fiorentino. I guess you know the baby came last night, don't you?
No, I did not hear a word about it.
I've been up the whole night. Mrs. Morant, too. I don't know what we'd have done without her.
A boy, is it?
No, it's a little girl. I guess we'll call her Mary after my mother.
Sorry.
I was just telling your wife
that... Don't you think Mr. Buchanan has a little girl?
Ah, that's a fine. Margarita, why don't you have the baby, huh?
I must go and make the coffee.
It's a funny thing. You got the little skinny wife, she have the baby. My Margarita, she's a big and a fat, and she no have the baby.
Well, that's the way of the world, I guess.
Good morning, Mrs. Morant.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Fiorentino.
Oh, corn, sweet corn.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Jones.
How's little Mrs. Buchanan getting on?
Well, she's sleeping now, poor thing. I really didn't think last night she'd have the strength to pull through it.
Well, it's something we all gotta go through. I've been through enough with mine, I hope to tell you. Not that they didn't turn out all right.
I wouldn't give up having mine for anything in the world.
Well, after all, what more does any woman want than watching her kids grow up and a husband to look out for her?
That's true.
Yes. And the world would be a whole lot better off if there was more that lived up to it. Come on, Queenie.
Ma?
I'm going down to Krause's to get a little chicken for Mrs. Buchanan.
Wait a minute, Ma.
I'll be right back.
Hello.
Hello, Mary. Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
We're going to be dispossessed today.
What a shame.
Yes, ma'am. My father ran away with a lady, so we couldn't pay the rent.
Oh, come on, Mary.
I have to go to school now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Beaches the Avenue.
No fair. Head start.
Where's your ma gone to again?
She'll be right back. She just went down to Krause's. Pop, there's something I've been wanting to talk to you about.
Well, what is it?
It's about Ma.
What about her?
It's only that if you were a little nicer to her, maybe everything would be different.
Yeah, where's she got any kick coming? Ain't I always been a good husband? Ain't I always looked after her?
It's not that, Pop. It's somebody to be sort of nice to her that she wants. Sort of nice and gentle. The way she is to you. That's all it is.
So, she's got you headed the same way, has she? Stepping out with married men, huh? No daughter of mine ain't gonna go that way. I seen too many of those kind around the theater.
I guess I've got a right to think about those things for myself.
Yeah? Well, just remember what I told you here.
Maybe if you did a little less drinking and a
little... Shut up with that! I'm not asking you.
Are you leaving already, Frank?
It looks like it, don't it? Where you been all night?
She's been up at the Buchanan.
You keep out of this.
I was up all night with a poor young mother. I tried to calm her troubled mind and ease her pain.
Why don't you look after your own home? And let other people look after theirs.
I was just trying to help a neighbor. That is the most a woman can do. And it is the least
I don't care about that. After your own house, after your husband and children.
Let's see that you don't forget it.
talk any way I want. You stay out of this, and you just see that you don't forget it. That's all, or there'll be trouble.
Out, Ma. Somebody's coming.
Well, is it hot enough for you today?
It's awful, isn't it?
Like the fella says, you wouldn't mind the heat so much if it wasn't only for the humidity.
I'll run up and put the chicken in the icebox.
Thanks, Rose.
Why, Willie, the way you look. Your collar's open again.
I know it. The button came off.
Well, wait till I see if I have a pin.
Oh, it's all right the way it is.
No, it isn't. You can't go to school like that.
Say, let me alone.
Can't you?
All right. Then go to school looking like a little street loafer if you want to.
Oh, you give me a pin in the ass.
Why, Willie, is that any way to act to your sister?
Why don't she stop picking on me?
She's not picking on you. She's just trying to be nice to you and to help you to act right. You don't want people to think you don't know how to behave, do you?
Oh.
Of course you don't. You want to grow up to be a fine, good man that everybody likes and has respect for. Somebody's gonna be so handsome. Somebody's gonna make me proud. Somebody's gonna be so
chicken's in the icebox.
Thanks, Rose. Well, I better go and start the soup. Are you coming home for lunch, Rose?
Yes, I'll be back. As soon as the funeral's over.
Oh, all right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Kaplan. It's another awful day, isn't it?
Yes. And when you have to keep 40 children quiet. Miss Morant, there's something I'd like to ask you. A girl like you can get plenty of fellows. Why must you pick out my brother Sam?
Why, we're just good friends, that's all.
It'll be 3 years yet before he's a full-fledged lawyer. And maybe 10 years before he can support a family. Anyhow, it's better to marry with your own kind. You can't mix oil and water.
I'm not trying to take Sam's mind off his work. We just have to be
I could have had my chances, too. Only I wanted to give Sam an education. Oh, but he sees a pretty face. And right away, he forgets everything else.
I know I haven't as much brains as Sam. Or as you, either, if that's what you mean.
Oh, I haven't got anything against you. Only he's all I've got in the world. What else have I got to live for?
Hello, Rose.
Hello, Sam.
Oh, please don't tell him what I said.
Oh, no. I won't.
Hello, Rosie. You been here all night, necking with Joe Lewis? You got a date for tonight, kid?
Yes, I have.
Ah, gee, ain't that too bad. I'll give you $2 if you let me snap your garter.
Shut up, you!
Has he been starting with you?
Oh, never mind about him. Oh, if there was only some way of getting out of here. I saw sometimes think I'd just like to run away.
Yes, I feel the same way.
Anywhere, just to get out of this. And I have a chance, too.
What do you mean, Rose?
Well, it's what I started to tell you about last night. A man I know wants to put me on the stage.
What man?
A man who works in the office. You see, what I thought was, if I could make a lot of money, maybe everything would be different. Not only for me, but for Ma and Pop and Willie.
But don't you know what that man wants?
Nobody gives you anything for nothing, Sam. If you don't pay for things in one way, you do in another.
Rose, for God's sakes, don't do it!
No, nothing could be much worse than things are around here.
Then why don't we both get out of it? Why don't we go away together, you and I?
But Sam, how could we do that? How could we manage? You wouldn't want to give up your law work and everything.
I'd give up anything if I could be with you.
Oh, it would be so wonderful to get away somewhere. When we were young, we had to be tied down. But it's different now.
When birds get old enough, they spread their wings and fly. It's natural for a bird to want to try the sky.
When two people are in love, their souls grow wings and sing. The nest is too small now. Come away, love, come away, come away.
Sooner the better.
I just want to be sure that we'd be doing the right thing. Just give me a little time to think, Sam.
Good morning, Miss Morant.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Easter.
I just happened to have a little business right around the corner, so I thought we might just as well go to the funeral together.
Well, I hardly expected to see you around here. Oh, I'd like you to meet my friend, Mr. Kaplan.
How do you do, Mr. Kaplan? Glad to know you.
Mr. Easter is the manager of the office.
I was thinking that after the funeral, we might take a run down to the beach somewhere.
I can't today. I've got lots of things I want to do. Well, I guess it's time we got started.
Yes, it is. We'll pick up a cab at the corner.
Why, I thought I'd walk. It's not far.
Much more comfortable taking a cab.
I'd rather walk.
Well, whatever you say.
Goodbye, Sam. I'll see you later.
Good morning, Mr. Kaplan. Glad to have met you.
It's a lucky thing my father wasn't around.
Just had her medicine made up.
I'm making some soup for her. I'll be up late.
Thanks, Mrs. Morant. You sure have been a mighty good neighbor.
Is here.
Yes, fourth floor.
Better give the janitor a buzz, Fred.
Hey, janitor!
Right down here.
Come on out a minute. We got a warrant for Hildebrand.
Fourth floor, Hildebrand.
Yeah, I know we got a warrant for her.
I'm City Marshal Henry. We got a dispossess warrant.
You gonna put him out?
Yeah, that's it. She got anybody to take the furniture away?
Not as I heard tell her.
Well, we'll just have to dump it on the sidewalk then. Go ahead, Fred.
I catch go. Here you close, mister. Here you close, lady.
Nothing.
Hats, shoes, stockings.
Nothing, I tell you. Why, hello, Mr. Morant. I thought you was off to New Haven.
I changed my...
No. No, for God's sake.
Out of my way, you goddamn little rat.
Mrs. Morant! Mrs. Morant!
What's the matter?
Quick, run and tell her, quick.
What is it?
Mrs. Morant! Mrs. Morant!
For Christ's sake, what's happening? Get an ambulance, you!
Hey, what's happening?
What is it, a murder?
Grab that boy, he's coming down!
What boy?
Here he is now.
Grab him! Don't let him get away!
Get back, all he is!
Hurry up, get an ambulance! Get an ambulance, somebody!
Olga! Here's a cop. Hey, hurry up!
Where is he?
He's down the street.
Get out of the way!
Look out, he's got a gun!
This big guy with a shirt torn!
Hey, don't you hear me? Get an ambulance!
What's the matter? You want the ambulance?
Yes, right away!
Run around the corner to the hospital, Johnny, and tell him to send the ambulance!
Sure, run!
Did they get him?
He beat it done to sell.
The cop's going after him.
Why the hell didn't you stop him?
He had a gun.
What the hell happened, Fred?
It's a murder. Jesus, you want to see the blood.
Look out, no way, Hughes.
Where's the guy that did it?
He beat it down the steps.
Are they dead?
I'm City Marshal Henry. Can I do anything?
Don't let anybody in or out. Hear?
Yeah, sure.
Are they dead?
Where's the ambulance?
He'll be here right away. There's a cop on his way up.
Mr. Buchanan! Mr. Buchanan, are they dead?
Where's the guy that went after him?
Did they get him?
He must be hiding somewhere. The cop's looking for him.
You can't get in now. Get back there.
There's the ambulance now.
They won't be able to get past.
Is that the ambulance?
Yeah.
Hurry up, Doc. She's still breathing.
Get back now. Back up the stoop, everybody.
Better get busy with that furniture, Fred. We've got two other jobs today.
Yeah, sure, Jimmy. Get out of the way.
Get back, can't you? What the hell's the matter with you?
Are they bringing that stretcher?
On the way up. Get back. Where you going?
I'm going home.
Home? Where do you live?
91st Street.
What you doing here?
I just came for a music lesson, that's all.
Yeah? Well, you can't go now. Nobody can leave the house now.
Who's this kid?
Says she's come here to take a music lesson and she wants to go home.
Do you know anything about this killing?
No, I don't. I just heard some shooting, that's all. My mother will be worried if I don't come home.
Well, you can't go now. Get inside there, out of the way. They'll be bringing her down in a minute. Come on, get back from them steps. Back, all of yous.
What'd he do? Shoot two of them?
I'll say he did. His wife and her sweetie, a guy named Sankey. He was dead when I got up there.
Officer, come on up.
Hey, you!
What's the matter, Sam? What's the ambulance for? Did anybody get hurt?
Go away, Rose. Go away.
Who is it, Sam? What's the matter? Is it my mother? It's not my mother, is it? Sam, is it?
There's been an accident. Go away, Rose.
Tell me what's happened. Tell me!
My mother!
Oh my God, there's Rose.
Rose, go away!
Was she?
Her daughter.
Oh, my mother's dead.
Who killed her? Her husband.
About another man.
He killed that Rose.
The man from down the street. And the woman within her flesh.
Hold the door open, will you?
Sam,
now love and death.